Hello, and welcome to GCSE Business Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in EdExcel GCSE Business, setting business objectives. This is theme 1.3.1, and trust me, this topic comes up again and again in your exams, so getting this right will earn you serious marks. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the difference between financial and non-financial objectives, why businesses choose different objectives at different stages, and most importantly, how to apply this knowledge to case study questions to secure those AO2 application marks. So grab your notes and let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. First things first. What exactly is a business objective? Well, it's simply a specific goal or target that a business wants to achieve. Think of it as a destination on a map. Without clear objectives, a business is just wandering aimlessly. Now, EdExcel splits objectives into two main categories: financial and non-financial. Let's break these down. Financial objectives are all about money and measurable financial outcomes. There are 5 key ones you need to know. Number 1, survival. This means the business aims to keep operating and avoid closure. It's absolutely critical for startups in their first year, but don't make the mistake of thinking it's only for new businesses. Established firms can focus on survival during a recession, economic crisis, or when facing intense competition. Examiners love to test whether you understand that survival isn't just a startup objective. Number 2, profit. This is when revenue exceeds costs. Making a profit allows the business to reward owners, reinvest in growth, and build financial security. Remember, profit is not the same as revenue. Revenue is total income from sales. Profit is what's left after costs. Confusing these two is one of the most common mistakes candidates make, so don't fall into that trap. Number 3, sales revenue. This is the total income from selling goods or services. It's calculated as price times quantity sold. A business might focus on maximizing sales revenue to grow quickly, even if profit margins are slim initially. Number 4, market share. This is the percentage of total market sales that your business captures. For example, if the UK smartphone market is worth £1 billion and your company makes £50 million in sales, your market share is 5%. Increasing market share means you're becoming more dominant in your industry. And number 5, financial security. This means maintaining stability, avoiding excessive debt, and having cash reserves to handle unexpected problems. It's about long-term sustainability rather than short-term gains. Now let's move to non-financial objectives. These are goals that aren't directly about money, though they often lead to financial benefits indirectly. First, social objectives. These involve benefiting society, the local community, or the environment. Think of a social enterprise that employs disadvantaged people or a business that commits to zero carbon emissions. These objectives reflect ethical values and corporate social responsibility. Second, personal satisfaction. For many entrepreneurs, especially small business owners, the goal is simply to enjoy what they do and feel a sense of achievement. This might mean a baker who loves creating beautiful cakes, even if they could earn more money doing something else. Third, challenge. Some business owners are driven by the desire to overcome obstacles and test their skills. They want to prove they can succeed in a competitive market or solve a difficult problem. And fourth, independence and control. Many entrepreneurs start businesses because they want to be their own boss and make their own decisions rather than working for someone else. Here's the crucial point that examiners are looking for. Objectives are not static. They change depending on the size, age, and circumstances of the business. A startup cafe will focus on survival, making enough revenue to cover rent and wages. Once it's established and profitable, the owner might shift focus to opening a second location, increasing market share. Later, they might prioritize financial security by building cash reserves, or they might pursue social objectives like sourcing fair trade coffee. Understanding this dynamic nature of objectives is what separates a level 2 answer from a level 3 answer in your exam. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, always apply your answer to the specific business in the case study. Generic answers like, the business wants to make money, will only get you AO1 knowledge marks. To access AO2 application marks, you need to quote specific details: the business name, the product, the owner's situation. For example, Jasmine's Bakery should focus on survival in its first year because it's a new startup with limited cash reserves and no established customer base. Second, use the BLT structure for analysis questions. That's because, leading to therefore. For example, because Jasmine's Bakery is a startup, it has high initial costs and uncertain revenue, leading to cash flow problems that could force closure. Therefore, survival should be the primary objective to ensure the business can continue operating. Third, in justify questions worth 9 marks, you must reach a clear judgment. Don't just list points for and against. You need to say which objective is most important and explain why, often using an "it depends on" factor. For example, ultimately, survival is the most appropriate objective for Jasmine's Bakery, but this depends on whether Jasmine has access to additional funding from family or a bank loan, which could allow her to focus on growth instead. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Confusing revenue with profit. Revenue is total income, profit is income minus costs. Get this wrong and you'll lose marks immediately. Number 2. Giving generic answers that could apply to any business. Examiners want to see you've read and understood the case study. Number 3. Assuming survival is only for startups. Remember, established businesses can face survival challenges during recessions or crises. And number 4. Not developing your chains of reasoning. One-sentence explanations won't get you into level 3. You need to explain how one point leads to another. Quickfire, recall, quiz. 1 minute. Okay, time to test yourself. Pause after each question and see if you can answer without looking at your notes. Question 1. What is the difference between a financial and a non-financial objective? Question 2. Name 3 financial objectives a business might have. Question 3. Why might an established, profitable business suddenly focus on survival? Question 4. How do you calculate market share? Question 5. What does the BLT structure stand for in exam answers? How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the 2 types of business objectives: financial, which includes survival, profit, sales revenue, market share, and financial security, and non-financial, which includes social objectives, personal satisfaction, challenge, and independence. Remember, objectives are dynamic. They change as the business grows and as circumstances change. A startup focuses on survival, a growing business targets sales and market share, an established business prioritizes profit and financial security. In your exam, always apply your knowledge to the case study, use the BLT structure for analysis, and reach a clear judgment in justify questions. This topic is absolutely fundamental to GCSE business, and it links to so many other areas: business planning, finance, marketing, and operations. Master this, and you'll find the rest of Theme 1 much easier. Thanks for listening to GCSE Business Essentials. Keep practicing those exam questions, and I'll see you next time. Good luck!